This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This was, in addition to some cabinet votes, regulation rollback day on Capitol Hill. The GOP began a series of votes in the House to undo regulations on energy and the environment, one on coal pollution, one on oil and gas emissions. We, though, will focus here on an anti-corruption measure in the fossil fuel industry. It obliges oil and gas companies and mining firms to disclose how much money they pay foreign governments. Marketplace's Scott Tong has that one from our sustainability desk.
Several studies suggest the extractive sector, oil and gas and mining, is the most corrupt in the world. That's because a whole lot of money is often paid to a single party, a foreign government, says UCLA political scientist Michael Ross. He gives the example of Equatorial Guinea.
The president, Obiang, has skimmed off billions of dollars in oil revenues, much of it going to crazy luxuries. You know, his son bought Michael Jackson's famous glove.
5 years ago, the U.S. sought to shine light on those deals. It required companies listed on American exchanges to disclose payments to foreign governments. The EU passed similar rules, as did Norway and Canada, in all covering 84 of the 100 biggest oil companies. But the U.S. oil lobby always fought it, arguing it's unfair to disclose if others don't. On the House floor today, Republican Congressman Ken Buck of Colorado made their case.
We also cannot stand for regulations that place American companies at a disadvantage. When we repeal this unwise regulation on American energy companies, they can again fully contribute to the world's energy economy.
The repeal vote passed. It's a bitter defeat for anti-corruption groups like the Natural Resource Governance Institute. President and CEO Daniel Kaufman now sees an irony.
Russian, even state-owned companies are more transparent and disclosing more than the U.S. big oil companies.
The vote now moves to the Republican Senate. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.